opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a very good morning. Welcome in here on QAM. Brittany, nice job on the update. Brittany's here with us today. Dan is here. I'm Hollywood. We got the whole crew here, man. Blake is here. Jamie is here for the first time. Welcome aboard, Jamie. He's with us here today, and we've made it to Wednesday, Dan Day. We have made it. How was the beach yesterday? Did you get out to the beach? You had your whole day planned out. I probably should ask you this before we jumped on the air here, but you had your whole day planned out when I was here with you. I hope it went well. Did it go? Everything go okay?
No, didn't make it out to the beach.
Oh no, I probably should ask you that beforehand.
It's okay. No,
I'm sorry, Dan.
So I was really smart, and I was like, you know, Tuesday I'm going to go to the beach. Catch a nap on the beach, have me a few drinks, and then Wednesday I'll clean. Well, of course, everything came up on Tuesday, and now I'm stuck with a clean day on Wednesday. So I can't complain, though. You've been living the good life, too, up there in Broward County, though.
Yeah, well, Dan, I did something yesterday. Not that anyone cares about our personal lives here this morning, but I did something yesterday that I've never done before. I went to, first of all, I don't go to home improvement places very often, but I went to Home Depot yesterday and I had to pick up some stuff. We're still moving in, and I rented one of those like giant vans to drive around in. And so I was driving around town in that thing. You talk about a piece of garbage. And these things are like, they're trickier to drive. I'm not used to driving something like that, but yeah. So that's what I did yesterday. I drove around in one of those things. We used to have the station vehicles. I don't know what the promo vehicles are now for the station. I don't even see them in the parking lot. But we used to have one of those giant yellow Hummers.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Remember those things? We used to have a giant yellow Hummer. I used to have to drive around when I was doing promotions, drive around town in that thing. And, man, was that was a clunky vehicle.
Yeah.
But anyway, not that anyone cares we have going on in our personal life. Hopefully you make it out to the beach today, though, Dan.
Nope.
I am hopeful for you. Let's see if you can do that. But we welcome you aboard here. On a Wednesday, as the dolphin stuff just keeps on coming, man. It really is. It's amazing how rough their off season has been, and they seem to be the low hanging fruit of the NFL right now, the easiest punching bag and target of the NFL. It's just funny, like when I'm walking in and Blake goes, "Oh, Mike Florio's been ripping the Dolphins." Like, yeah, what else is new, man? Florio was like ahead of his time. Like he was like 2 weeks ago, came on here and just started blasting the team from the. And he goes, you know, the dysfunction starts from the top down, and you know, then the next week later, the coach is on the hot seat and Tua's on the hot seat and this and that, and you know, again. I don't know how this season's going to go, Dan. You never know. Maybe the Dolphins get a little bit lucky and they're able to stay healthy and things, you know, kind of break in their favor for once. It does seem, and I'm not going to, I don't want to give the Dolphins any like benefit of the doubt or anything this morning, but it does seem like things never seem to break in their favor.
That's true.
As far as injuries go, right? And if you could get your quarterback to play the full season, you get that offensive line. I know they're not going to play the full season, but if you can get them to stay healthy-ish, you might have a little bit of a better shot of having a successful season here if you're the Dolphins. But, man, I got to tell you, it is amazing. Everywhere you look, someone is taking aim at this team.
That is true. There hasn't been a whole lot of – a lot of people are down on the Dolphins, but I am here to tell you that, you know, things might fall right for them, and they're going to end up getting double-digit wins, and they're going to take on the Bills, and they can get over the hump this year, and they're going to win in cold weather, and they're going to find a way to beat playoff teams, and they're going to compete for the division. You haven't heard any analysts really come out and maybe defend the Dolphins or even give you the hot take of the Dolphins are going to be the team that's going to surprise the league, which is a little bit alarming.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to hear a whole lot of that. It's a dicey situation right now with the Dolphins, and we'll get into that as we go through the show today and talk some Heat too. Solana's going to stop by. My guy Solana going to stop
big
by.
Big night for Kasparis Jakučionis last night.
Yeah, Dan is locked in on the summer league thing. By the way, you are really into this summer league thing.
Last night with his 5 points and 4 turnovers. For the 3 games in the summer league, he is even on points and turnovers.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we'll talk to Solana. We'll get into that. There's a lot of stuff going on that just kind of like off the field stuff that I want to get to, off the court stuff that we'll try to tie into the show today. But Dan is like, you're really locked into this thing. I love it.
Yeah, I know. I really am. And I know you don't really care that much, but what about the Miami Marlins? Speaking about things
I do care.
Think
Dan.
About an organization that things are breaking their way. Augustin Ramirez, they won the Jazz Chisholm trade for all I care.
The Marlins are like, we always do this.
They're the best team in baseball right now.
They're the hottest.
I got carried away. I'm sorry.
They are where the Dolphins always are. They're in the hunt.
Yeah.
I mean, is that fair to say? Like the Marlins, if the Marlins made the wild card, it would be one of the more stunning things. I don't know if you could bet on something like that even prior to the season. I guess you could bet them to make postseason, right? They're 42-48 right now. They are 7.5 games back of the final wild card spot, which is being held onto by the Giants right now. The Brewers, the Phillies are in there, the Padres and Cardinals, but they are kind of hanging right in there. And I don't know, man. Is it possible? Maybe it would be again. What an incredible story. My guess, Dan, is that they're going to fizzle and at some point. I'm not trying to be like negative guy this morning, but I just don't know
the numbers
if they have enough.
Them.
Like, I'm guessing they'll have like one of those like a Rockies type series or something somewhere along the road.
And they'll lose like 8 of 10.
Yeah, but nevertheless, this has been really an incredible story. You get the Phillies and Mets, by the way, tied in the division right now at 53-39. The Marlins are 6 games under 500, but they are creeping back towards that 500 number. And maybe more remarkably, they have better records than the Braves and Nationals.
That's true.
Right now, and the Marlins got ripped for not spending a penny during the offseason.
I would just love to see them, for some way, shape, or form, they get into the playoffs, they win the wild card, and they face the Dodgers in the playoffs, the team with the largest payroll maybe of all time versus the team with percentage-wise maybe the smallest payroll of all time, and see what happens there.
Could you imagine? Dodgers are, by the way, 56-37. I told you when I came in this morning, my buddy, you know, my best friend from school lives in Milwaukee. And he went to the game last night, and he calls me on his way over, and he goes, "We need to get in on this Ohtani thing. You know, I'm going to the game tonight. It's the most, in my opinion, is the most fun bet in all of sports to do the Ohtani anytime home run." And it took 3 pitches last night for that bet to hit. But that is like the all time favorite bet of mine. But yeah, the Marlins are in it, Dan, and there's not a lot going on right now. If you want to go to a pro sporting event or a sporting event, there is not a ton going on.
I gotta check when the next middle of the day Marlins game is, because you know I love those.
I know you do. I know you love those.
You're invited to come at any time, man. You bring.
I know, man. I haven't made it in a little bit here, Dan. I will get out to a Marlins game very soon. They're on the road for a bit here. It looks like for the next couple of series, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they got two more here against Cincy, and then they'll head to Baltimore. So the Marlins do have those, and then we'll hit the All-Star break, and then KC. You do have a KC game here, Dan, Sunday afternoon. Yeah, you like those weekday games.
I need
right?
the middle of the week.
All right,
man.
So you got the Padres on July 23rd.
Padres on July
12-10.
That's even better.
I
love it
from here.
I love it.
12-10.
I like to come and help you guys in the morning too, kind of get my mind right. Yeah. And out there. And I also like the fact that you're sitting there at 12-10, drinking a 32-ounce beer next to like a group of camp kids. It's like, I feel like you really accomplished something in life, man. Oh, man.
So I'll have that one. I don't know if I'm. I think that's the week I'm going to be in Charlotte for the ACC
Even
kickoff.
Better.
So you might be solo on that one. Yeah, we are under 2 weeks away from the ACC kickoff. The Big 12 is doing their thing right now. And they have, I was listening driving in, and Brett Yormark, their commissioner, is talking about the playoff and, you know, all these different scenarios, right? And everyone's kind of fighting, do we want to go with the NFL model? Do we, you know, this season and have these guys play potentially 17 plus games. I don't know. The money's going to keep going yep. up, right? And the demand is going to keep going up too. I just think they need to find ways to make this thing a little more balanced, if that makes any sense. Like, the guy's talking from the Big 12. He's like, we got to get multiple teams in. And said, well, you know, the SEC and Big 10 are going to have something to say about that. You know, if you want to get multiple teams in the thing. It just everything right now favors those conferences, and the ACC seems to be kind of hand in hand with the Big 12, and you know wanting this thing to go where they can get multiple teams in into the playoff. But look, if you're the Hurricanes, it comes down to one thing, Dan. It's win the ACC, win and get in, and that will be the goal here for the Miami Hurricanes as they get set to open up camp pretty soon here, man. It is right around the corner. Amazingly enough, we'll be in camp and we'll see Carson Beck. There's gonna be two quarterbacks in this town that have a lot of pressure on their shoulders. Tua, of course, being one, and Carson Beck, man, he is going to have a lot of pressure here, and I know he knows what he signed up for, but there's going to be a lot of pressure on that dude's shoulders to come in here and perform, and that's unfortunately the Cam Ward effect, right? You have a season like that
yeah,
where you come in, and I don't know what people's expectations realistically were for Cam Ward, but you know we saw him play
yeah.
in practice down here, and you know I was there with Joe, and you know Mario was nice enough to have us on the field for practice, and watching Cam Ward play, you're like, wow, this guy throws a really good ball. And, you know, he had a strong arm, but he also showed that he could float the ball in there. He had a lot of touch on his passes.
Tons
he was fast,
leadership,
athletic.
Man.
The leadership stuff, very important too. But
just following you and Alex Dono from Media Days, how impressed I was yeah. with Cam Ward. The way he spoke, the way he talked, the way he was confident, but also just the way he had command of everything. He mm-hmm. knew everybody's name. He wasn't being showy. He was just being himself. You knew you had something there, but you brought up, I think, the best point. I was saying, realistically, what numbers does Carson Beck need to put up for people to say it was a successful season? You said, get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
So the numbers, you know, he doesn't have to put up gaudy numbers, but if he gets to the playoffs, money well spent, I think most Miami fans would say.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. That was a bargain because now the price has gone up, right? Yeah. Yesterday's price is not today's price, Dan, and the right. price has gone up, and Carson Beck is on deck here, and they paid him a lot of money, and that will be what fans say, right? If you perform, they'll say that's money well spent. If you don't, they are going to say, we paid you $4.5 million. What a waste of money. And you know what? The other thing that's kind of crazy about the whole deal here, right, is that fans are the ones, essentially, that can contribute to all this money, right? So does that make it even worse? Like, I didn't pay anything for Tua. No. And I'm just saying, like, generally as a fan, like, you can't put money towards Tua's contract. You know what I mean? Like, but you can certainly donate to the collective.
Yeah.
You could certainly be, you know, a part of the money that's going to the kids. Hell, Dan, if you have a business, you could sign up to an NIL deal.
That's, yeah.
To promote your business, whatever it is that, you know, you want out there. There's a lot of opportunities for these guys to make money. All right, we will take a quick pause here. Good morning to everyone out there. We made it to Wednesday, Dan, and we have a few stories here. This Patrick Mahomes thing is really weird. I don't know if you saw this, and
yeah.
I feel like this is the kind of story I'd prefer to bring up with Joe, but Joe is not here today, obviously. The whole fat shaming thing with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, are you kidding?
Come on,
are you kidding here? And then we had this one, Dan. I'm watching this video. We had a golf fight.
We don't have
these very often. We don't have golf fights very often, but there is no more frustrating sport for those who make it out on the course regularly. There is no more frustrating sport than golf. But we'll talk some of that different stuff too this morning, and we'll get into the Dolphin stuff. Solana will stop by. We'll talk a little Heat. So we got plenty of stuff going on. You can text the show 305-567-0560 if you'd like to jump in. We got a full crew here. This is the most people we've ever had here for the morning show. We're usually a skeleton crew here, but this is the most people we've ever had here for a morning show. So we'll take a pause. A lot more to come on QAM here on this Wednesday morning.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back in here on WQAM on this Wednesday morning. Dan, we were talking during the break. We just watched multiple fight videos during the break, and there's a lot of tension out there, if you haven't noticed. I spend my evenings sadly perusing through Twitter, and you know what the top trending topic has been for the last few days, and it's kind of a polarizing one, but we're not even allowed to go down that road here, Dan. We've been forbidden by nobody, but we're it's a self-imposed forbidding. Yeah. But man, it is amazing. These things you see that pop up here in the news, and this we were just talking about it before we went to break too. This golf fight, and golf is a frustrating game. If you've been out, you play, you know it's a very frustrating game, and people tend to drink sometimes out there on the course. What you don't want to do is start a fight with a former NHL player.
Ooh.
And you're out there on the golf course, and there is a pretty funny video of this guy, and he starts talking trash, and he's drunk, and I think unfortunately didn't realize he was talking to a former NHL player, Nick Tarnaski. And he gets the business, this guy. He gets tossed around. The guy actually takes him and throws him in the little pond or lake, whatever it is out there. Takes him and throws him in there. Just drags him and goes, all right, you're going in for a drink here, pal, and throws him in. And then the guy, the best part of the video is the guy keeps coming.
Guy,
he just
more?
Keeps coming until his friend finally is like, what are you doing, man? Like, you got to stop. Like, he keeps coming. So we had a golf fight, and then we had a Pokemon-related fight, because those cards, Dan, I told you, are like the hottest thing going right now, and people get absolutely nuts, although unfortunately with this fight someone got stabbed.
Ooh.
So someone cut the line, and they actually got cut for cutting the line. You can't do that out there with these with these cards, man. People are nuts. But I told you, anything that has value at this point, people are willing to get nutty over. It is amazing though with the popularity of these cards. And I actually went to a comic book store yesterday.
Okay.
We were at Home Depot. Like I told you, Home Depot. And right across the street, there's a little comic book store. So, all right, we'll go check this out. And, you know, we go in, and there are comic books that are in the thousands of dollars and up. And they're, you know, they're slabbed and graded. And I'm like, man, is there anything these days that doesn't have value, that doesn't have collectors? But no, everything does. And it is absolutely crazy, man, what people are doing out there. But the golf fight might have been my favorite video to come out, because the guy just keeps coming.
He keeps getting it too.
He's like the Terminator, man. He just keeps coming.
He's a little woozy at one point.
Yeah, right.
But speaking of comic book stores, it always trips me out as I'm going up and down 95, because, you know, I'm going back and forth from Broward to Miami-Dade. Right next to Scarlett's Cabaret, there is a comic book store.
Really?
Which I find very interesting.
That's an interesting location. I always find, so they always seem to have these, so they have the dispensaries everywhere now,
of
right?
Of course, yes.
And it seems like they have strategically located a lot of those near fast food places or certain restaurants. Those seem to be very strategically located. I don't know about this one. That doesn't sound to be very well located, but it is funny. So, like, I was living in Hollandale for a little bit there, and on my way to work, I would drive down Hollandale Beach Boulevard. Yeah. There's a few of them over there, and the crowds at 5 a.m, pretty deep crowds, man. Of cars at those places. They were pretty active.
The dispensaries or the fast food restaurants?
No, the adult establishments.
Oh yeah. I know you got Cheetah.
There were some serious crowds there at 5 a.m, man. People were getting after. That's a funny thing about Miami and South Florida, is everyone seems to operate on their own schedule down here. But anyway, back to sports for a second here. This guy said, a texter just sent in. So imagine you were Stephen Ross. You spent all that money for these star players just so you can watch them quit. Request trades and your team to be a nationwide punching bag, accused of being soft and undisciplined. What goes through his mind? And it's interesting, because I can't off the top of my head remember the last time Stephen Ross spoke to the media. And
I
know that every time he speaks or has spoken in the past, people make too much of his words. And the last one I can recall, I don't know if this is the one you're thinking of, is when he went into the preseason TV booth. Is
yes.
that the one you're not in your head? Yeah. And was like, said something about a Super Bowl or whatever. And like, yeah, that's what you're supposed to say, and that's why he has put in the amount of money that he's put in. But yeah, I don't have an issue with Stephen Ross as an owner of the Miami Dolphins. I've said this for many years. I am fine with an owner that throws money at problems and does not get himself involved. You know, he's kind of like the opposite of a Jerry Jones. And, you know, I don't think Jerry Jones is very good for what they're doing over there. Like, you want to have the owner talk before the coach after a game, after a loss. And it's like, it's just kind of awkward, I think. But yeah, I can't imagine being Stephen Ross, because the funny thing about it is he's been successful in everything else that he's done, right?
Wildly.
I mean, the guy's a zillionaire, you know, real estate guy.
In New York City, yeah.
You know, you do this football thing and you realize, man, this is really hard. But yeah, the Dolphins just have not had too much go in their favor over this losing streak of 25 years, the playoff drought, whatever you call it, losing streak, the drought. Just you have not had a season where everything's come together.
Right. But, Denny, you get from 954 texting in, you know, you spend all this money in these stars so they can just quit on you, request trades, team's a nationwide punching bag. I don't know if Stephen Ross has that perception of the team, though. Well, I wonder what Stephen Ross's perception of the Miami Dolphins team and organization is. Because he's
that's the billion-dollar question.
You know, like, does he know right now that the nation is taking the, you know, shots at the team? Or is he sitting there saying, you know, we've made some good trades, we've shored some things up, we've got some guys, all we need is our health, and we'll be right where we need to be?
If I had to guess, Dan, my guess is that he knows what they tell him directly. And I think that he probably has people, he has people there that have his ear, right? And I think they tell him, we're going in the right direction.
Of course.
And we have a plan and we have a vision. I'd love to know what that plan and vision are. I mean, I personally don't see it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like, this all, you look at this offseason, and was there something like specifically that they attacked to try to get better? I know that they tried to address a few positions, but I don't, you know, unless this draft ends up being a major home run, I think you clearly have some significant roster holes that you have not addressed up to this point, right? But yeah, a lot of things are going to have to go right for this team to have a successful season. And the problem becomes, we've spent a lot of time talking about this, the problem becomes if you are a 6-7-8 win team, where do you go from there? That's the toughest part of this whole thing, because in reality, that's probably where they're going to end up. You know, I would guess on the higher end of that, you know, again, this is assuming that Tua is not, you know, going to be like hurt in week one and, you know, miss the rest of the way or something. And if he were to stay healthy, I think they'd have a better chance, a decent chance of getting the double digit wins, right? Their schedule certainly starts off favorably.
I think so.
It gets incredibly difficult towards the end of things, you know, but. And you have those narratives, right? You have the narratives that we always talk about with the Dolphins, and I know Joe hates that word, but you do have games at the end of the season against either playoff caliber teams or cold weather games, right? So you have to find a way to start fast. You have five games to start this season. Four of them are against teams that you should be able to beat. Indy, New England, Jets, Panthers.
If you want to have a successful season,
you should be able to beat all four of those teams, theoretically. You may get smashed by Buffalo on the road on a Thursday night. That could be a dicey one. But you should be able. Now, those teams are probably saying the same thing. And I heard, as I was driving in this morning, I heard Adam Schefter saying that he thinks the Patriots could be the most improved team in all the NFL. And I know people are high on New England right now, and they got their new coach and Vrabel, who's actually, I think, a really good coach. I do think players seem to respond to him.
Everybody loves Drake May. I don't know if I'm totally sold on him yet.
I know. I don't. That's the thing, though. You can't trust that fan base, because they did this thing with Mac Jones. Mac Jones was like the hottest thing going for a little bit there until they realized, oh, he can't play. But New England, I think, regardless, New England will be an improved football team.
Man.
But the Dolphins, Dan, I don't think they're going to win, you know, four of the first five. I think that'd be a lot to ask of this team. But if they start slow and they lose, you know, one or two of those first couple of games there, and you go to Buffalo, and all of a sudden you're 1-2, and you're in a hole mm-hmm. early on that you got to dig your way out of, because there's not going to be an easy game.
Yeah, man, you have
for
to
the Dolphins. There's no team on the schedule that you circle and you're like, there's no way we lose this game. Maybe the Browns.
I hate
the
to
Browns
be like
are dysfunctional,
this.
But that, like, to me is the only team that's on your schedule that you look at and you go, I don't think there's any way we lose this game.
Oh, the Saints. You'll definitely beat the Saints. That's not a problem. But other than that, look at this. You got to get as many wins as you can up to the Falcons. Beat the Falcons, because down the stretch is just straight nasty. You get the Ravens on a Thursday night at home. That's a tough game. You get the Bills. We know how that goes. The Commanders, that's in Madrid. That's a 3-game just dreadful.
That really is a brutal stretch.
You get a
games.
Reprieve against the Saints, because the Saints are maybe the worst team in the NFL, and I can say that with not a lot of pride, but nonetheless. Then you get the Jets. Jets, whether they're good or they're bad, you get the Jets in New York December 7th, and then all you do is you get the Steelers in Pittsburgh, the Bengals come to town, Tampa Bay comes to town, that's another playoff team, then you end with the Patriots. That is a brutal stretch down the road.
Yeah, that's to me is the biggest problem, right, is that you have to have a respectable record going into that final stretch of games, the final five games, because you do play three playoff caliber, I don't know. All right, let me pump the brakes. You play three decent teams on the road in cold weather.
And you're,
I said playoff caliber. I don't think the Jets are a playoff team. I think Pittsburgh will be an in the hunt type of team, right? And that game, only a little bit more intriguing now that Jalen Ramsey's over there, and you had the trade, you know, the back and forth with Pittsburgh. So I think that game will be intriguing. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers over there, and you know, Pittsburgh thinks that they have a shot to win a Super Bowl. You don't sign Aaron Rodgers and go through his whole song and dance for an offseason like they did, which, by the way, Aaron Rodgers, not to get caught up in Aaron Rodgers this morning, no way he retires after this year.
No right? way.
No way.
No way.
He can say it as much as he wants. He said he's going to retire. I don't buy that, nope. And I most certainly don't buy that he's just, when he retires, he's going to sail off
into
the
sunset. Yeah, he said,
you'll never hear from me again.
It is not in the guy. And if you know anything about Aaron Rodgers, and if you watch the documentary, you know there's no way in the world.
No chance.
This is his last season. And if it is his last season, he's going to sail away. No, I'm just, you know, I just want to practice myself and work on. No, that's not how he's wired. He's not wired that way.
You know how Aaron Rodgers is wired, Dan? Aaron Rodgers goes on the most popular show on ESPN. I don't know where the podcasts rank these days, but I'm guessing Pat McAfee is a top 10,
Absolutely.
5 sports podcast, right? Without looking at the rankings. You're going on, you're getting paid to go on one of the most popular sports programs in America. But you want to be left alone? You don't want people digging into your private life? Okay, man.
So the
come on. Do you realize the irony of what you're doing here? You're going on this show and rambling about how you don't want people bothering you? You know, there is a way to tell, you know, call up, hey, Pat, you know, I'm trying to lay low here, man. Can we skip this for a bit?
The year he was injured and out of the league with the Achilles, he spent that time in the public's eye the whole time. And then when he did a little something for himself, which was that terrible retreat, ayahuasca retreat in Costa Rica, he filmed that for a documentary. That tells you how much he's going to go away whenever he quote-unquote retires. He couldn't even go away for a year.
I know.
Couldn't even go away for a year.
I don't think he will, and I think he gets a rise out of this whole, like, these teams are sitting around and waiting for me.
Oh, he loves
and
it.
Man, it is absolutely bizarre. But let's see. We got some text coming in here. We'll get to some of these as we go through here. This guy says, here we go, 305. Bro, he starts with a bro.
Good.
This can't be good. You can keep talking about how bad we're going to be and what some talking heads are saying, but the majority of Dolphin fans are excited to see what we have, because we know you guys have no idea what you're talking about. The stadium will be packed and rocking, and fans will be rooting for them to do well. So keep pushing the narrative that we're all pissed off and have no belief that they're going to do well, because you're telling that's how we feel. I don't know, my man in the 305. There you go. Oh, he says 11-6. There you go.
We're not so much being negative. It's more saying the national narrative is that they're negative.
I got to tell you, I think it is truly incredible and this guy's obviously not a fan or not being, you know, particularly pleasant here this morning, but I got to tell you, it is truly remarkable that these human beings exist. I'm not saying that in a mean way. I think it is unbelievable that a fan like this, after everything this team has put you through over the last 25 years, that this guy keeps this, said that a majority, I don't know where he gets that number from, a majority of Dolphins fans. And I will tell you, sir, for whatever it's worth, I sit here with Joe every morning and I got a direct line to Dolphins fans. They send stuff. You send stuff in 305-567-0560. You can text the show and send your direct thoughts in. We have Twitter accounts where people send their direct thoughts. I don't believe that a majority of Dolphin fans are fired up about this season. I don't believe that a majority of Dolphins fans think we're going to go 11-6. I just don't think that's where people are at.
I think Dolphin fans are more excited and hopeful. Like, you know,
no,
all fans,
man,
should be.
I don't, though,
don't.
Dan. I don't think that, like, the hope.
I am.
Like, how many years can you do this to yourself? That's the problem. I've been burnt by this team too many times. I have. That's like, at least for me, like, I don't know how many times. Like, what is that thing? The fool me once. Like,
right,
this is fool me 25 times.
Such a funny story.
Like, I mean, seriously, how much more, like, and I want them to do well. Hey, man, I'd love them to go 17-0.
That'd be great.
It'd be really good for our business. And I said this the other day too. I'm not one of those, and Joe is not one of those hosts that sits around praying for the team to lose.
No.
So that we can come in and have the easy show in the morning. No one wants that. Everyone's rooting for the same thing, my guy. But the reality is, it's highly unlikely the Dolphins win 11 games.
That's true.
And if you think so strongly, and if you really think that, then download the Hard Rock app. I think you get your first, $150 bet for free?
At least 100, I know that.
And bet that the Dolphins will win over 8.5.
That's easy if you think you're going to win 11.
Yeah, you got a lot of margin for error there at 11.
I just
don't get that vibe from fans.
Hold up.
And if there are more fans like that out there, please text us in.
Make the bet and post the picture and add our Twitter page, at 560WQAM. We want to see it. We'll keep the receipts. You'll keep your receipt. I hope you're right. I'm excited.
I try to look at this in a logical way. And I went into Joe fed us a lot of hype last season.
Mm-hmm.
He fed us a lot of hype. And he bought it. Look, everyone buys in different ways, right? But I sat here and I said, Joe, you know, I appreciate that you think the team's, you know, better or whatever, but let's look at the roster. Did they improve or did they get worse? And let's do this. Let's take a pause. Text us. Do you think the roster improved from last year or got worse? It's a pretty simple question. Better, worse than last year. We'll take a break. We'll be back on QAM after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brittany, I don't know if this was intentional or not, but we were just talking about nightclubs here for some reason. And I was telling Dan, you got to go to Tampa if you really want to see some rough nightclubs and hit like Ybor City. And that song brought me back to those college days and those nightclubs.
I was not eavesdropping, so that's just not intentional. All right, it was not intentional.
All right, I don't know if that was intentional. You dated me with that song, LL Cool J. But man, those places, Ybor City, Dan,
I can't.
I don't even know why. Why am I recommending him go there? I don't even.
No,
know
I'm going
why
now.
I'm doing
I gotta
that,
go,
but,
man.
Yeah, those are like the nightclubs that you get in when you're underage, I guess you would say. But I don't know what it's. I haven't been to Ybor City in many years, but that's what the scene was like when I was up there. I will tell you. But you know, once you like, so you do Ybor like when you're like 18 and 19. I assume all those places are 21 to get into.
I'm sure.
But when you're like 18 and 19 and then you start to graduate towards like South Tampa became the other place to hang out. That's more of like a normal, you know, type of hangout place. But anyway, not that anyone cares about our Tampa stuff this morning. People do care about this Dolphin stuff.
Woo!
And I don't know, man. Like I appreciate this guy who sent the text in about winning 11 games. And while he was not particularly friendly, I appreciate any sort of text you guys want to send us this morning. Mean, nice, whatever, you know, in between. I just ask a very simple question. Are the Dolphins better this year than they were a year ago?
On paper.
On paper. Just simply on paper. And when I say on paper, that's assuming everyone stays healthy, right? Because a lot of the texts that are coming in, they go, we're one injury away. And yeah, you are. But a lot of teams are one injury away.
Yeah.
If Patrick Mahomes blows out his Achilles in week one, the Chiefs are not going to win the Super Bowl. Although Mahomes is probably healing like two or three weeks, like a high ankle sprain.
He's a freak of nature.
I didn't even get to the Mahomes fat thing. That thing's so stupid.
He's down here. He and Brittany. Well, Brittany Mahomes, not Brittany.
Yeah. Is he hanging out down here?
He's on a yacht.
Must be nice to be Patrick Mahomes.
He celebrated the 4th of July here in Miami.
Beautiful, beautiful. But yeah, so I guess one of the some radio hosts was in Kansas City, called him fat.
What?
And I'm looking at this picture of him without a shirt on. I'd love to be that fat. I mean, that would be, my God, man. If I could look like that, and that would be my fat, sign me up.
I got to see this.
Who is this guy, though? You see the picture of this guy?
I'm sure he's very, like, very fit.
I'm sorry, man.
Wait, like, how?
This guy should not
I'm looking
be
at this
insulting
picture.
Anyone. He should not be insulting anyone's physical appearance. I'm sorry.
He and Brittany, his wife, both look great, by the way.
She does, by the way.
She looks
look
fantastic. Yeah. Probably a mother of two, or I'm going to lose
Is it two now?
They she definitely have two kids.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't look like, I don't think it's the most flattering picture, but he's definitely in shape.
You know the funny thing about Mahomes, and we'll get right back to these Dolphins texts in the 7 o'clock hour, I promise. I think Patrick Mahomes has done a better job than any athlete I've ever seen of dealing with outside crap.
Right.
Right? His dad, I believe, has been arrested every time they've been in the Super Bowl. The week of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like every year the guy's got like a DUI like the week of the Super Bowl. He's like in jail.
Got into a fight with John Rocker, although that was staged at the Super Bowl.
And he, you know who I am. I'm Patrick Mahomes Sr. And, you know, the cop goes, I don't give a crap. but he does that. He's got the brother.
Who's a
dope. The brother is a disaster.
Jackson Mahomes.
His wife has been an issue.
Yeah. She's cleaned up her image. That documentary
I don't think
series.
The wife is malicious.
That documentary series, Quarterback on,
I don't find her. People, I mean, look, people don't like her, obviously,
whatever.
And it didn't help his image. But she's not. I don't think she's like malicious. Like she's spraying champagne on people.
Yeah, who cares?
I don't find her to be malicious. But just the constant, and that's not just his family, but his teammates have been a nightmare too. Like his receiver was his last year, right? His receiver is racing down the highway. In Texas.
He just goes about his business.
This guy
man.
Can't, like, he's the, like, Patrick Mahomes can't catch a PR break.
Nope.
And it never bothers him, man.
Nope. And he seems like the nicest guy in the world.
His wife gets involved politically. Mahomes doesn't bother me.
No,
I'm
too busy playing football.
I play football.
Dad's in and out of jail.
He has done a better job. Yeah, exactly. He has done a better job than any athlete, I think, ever of managing a disaster around him. Because what other athlete has that level of dysfunction in their family? And I'm sure a lot do. Aaron Rodgers, maybe. But Aaron Rodgers at least doesn't even talk to his family.
Right.
He doesn't have his family around him to bring him down. Mahomes, it's like, my God, man. Everyone in that guy's life seems like they're hell-bent on destroying him. Right?
That's his image.
Like his brother is like, I'm going to destroy this guy one way or another. I'm going to walk into these bars and... You know, do you know who my brother is?
I don't pay tabs.
I'm not paying this tab. Do you know what he's done for this city? Man, oh man.
They are
Nobody
comparing.
Has done a better job of trying to blowtorch a guy's career than that guy's family. It is amazing. But Patrick Mahomes just never gets involved. He never has an issue.
He's ahead of it, man. And there's all these, he could get caught up in that celebrity culture because, you have Ice Spice and Blake Lively hanging out, Taylor Swift. No, he's above that too. You know, he can get caught up in this Hollywood culture. But they're also showing his body saying it was very similar to Tom Brady's body. So maybe that's the type of body you need to be one of the all-time great quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, I just think this guy, bro, you got to see him. Do you see a picture of this dude?
Is it the guy with the shaved head or the D-bag?
I think it's the guy on the top of this thing.
Yeah,
I mean, this guy may need to, I don't want to rip anyone for their appearance this morning, but the hair is, maybe you may need to worry about the, get that thing addressed before he starts, taking body shaming shots at Patrick Mahomes, of all people, who, if you watch that, we talk about the quarterback show.
Yeah.
And it was funny. I just, Kirk Cousins just getting roasted this morning as I'm driving in. It makes me think, why do people even take the time to do these shows? But Patrick Mahomes works out as hard as anyone. I'm guessing he'll be in fine shape when football season rolls around. Our text line's not in fine shape this morning. People are fired up.
Let's go.
305-567-0560. We'll read those. We kick off the 7 o'clock hour next on QAM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.